Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it's a Monday. It's September 27, 2021. Hope you're having a great Monday and that you had a lovely weekend and you got some rest and relaxation. A lot to talk about today, and this time we're going to talk about using media wisely. We try to do that every day here on EWTN and Ave Maria Radio as well. And we've got some friends who are doing this with various productions, and they're going to be joining us, including Rob Reynolds. He'll join us at 15 minutes past the hour or so, right after our news this morning. He's a founder and president of Cross Boss Media and the executive producer of Studio 316, which is very cool. And it offers great faith-based entertainment for family and children, families and children. And it's just a beautiful website with lots of good stuff, studio316.com. We'll talk about the idea behind it and why Rob thought it was necessary. And boy, is it ever. Just saying. And then speaking of the media, there's a really cool production called The Riot and the Dance, and it's all about nature. It takes a look at God's amazing creation. But if you think about all the programs out there about nature, you have Shark Week and you have all these different shows about nature, and that's fine and they're interesting, but how many of them look at this from a Christian perspective, right? The great I am, the creator of all. Well, this one does, and we're going to talk about it. The executive producer, N.D. Wilson, will be joining us at about 39 minutes past the hour. And then we'll wrap up, as we normally do on Mondays, with our scripture verse of the week. And we're hoping that Joan Lewis will be back with us on Wednesday. I was talking to Anna Mitchell this morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, and Matt Swaim, as I always do every Monday. And Joan was in Cincinnati giving a talk. And hopefully, she said to Annie that she's hopefully going to try to join us this Wednesday. Now, I don't know if she's coming back to Rome this week and she'll be joining us from Rome, but hopefully she'll be able to spend some time with us on the phone just to catch up, because she's taken a few weeks off and doing some travels here stateside. We do miss her segments on Wednesday. Now, I really look forward to it every Wednesday as she covers the audience with the Holy Father. So just want to let you know about that. Let's take a look at the weather and see what's going on across the country, if you have anything to worry about. Apparently, there's a new storm that's developing in the Caribbean, but it's not going to affect us. At least that's what they're saying right now. You never know what's going to happen. But so far, I think the storm's name is Sam, but it doesn't look like it's going to be coming anywhere near the U.S., thanks be to God. We are going to have some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms that will produce some heavy rain and localized areas of flash flooding, and this is over parts of the southwest through tomorrow. Locally, heavy rainfall and gusty winds expected to impact also the Pacific Northwest and the Great Basin. But overall, looking pretty good if you look at the weather map. You've got along some of the Great Lakes, looks like you've got some rain, maybe in New York, in the Buffalo area, and also Ohio, and then western Michigan along the Great Lake of Lake Michigan. So it looks like up and down the west coast of Michigan, south of the northern part of lower Michigan, we're going to get some rain. So other than that, looking pretty quiet, which is good. We just need some calm right now because it's been such a rough summer weather-wise in so many ways. So that is the weather, and that is our rundown. I do hope you can stay tuned for the entire hour. And just a reminder, if you miss something or want to go back to one of our interviews, my wonderful producer, Andrew, always archives everything. So every day the show is archived, and the segments are listed there for you. You can just go to usually about noon. Takes a while to upload everything, but if you go to AveMariaRadio.net and you look at the Catholic Connection logo, you click on it, and the archives will be there for you. I did want to mention that today is the feast day of St. Vincent de Paul, which I thought was pretty neat, so we ask for his intercession and to remind us to always support those in need. And St. Vincent de Paul, of course, was a French Catholic priest dedicating himself to serving the poor, and was also known for the great teaching he did in terms of insisting that the priests with whom he served were well catechized and knew the faith and were taking their faith and their religious life seriously, which back then, you know, it was an issue. They had a lot of problems with priests being lax. And so we think we're the only ones going through some bad things in the church. Nope. This isn't the church's first rodeo, right? As we talked about last week in that wonderful discussion we had with Steve Weidenkopf in his new book. Anyhow, I digress. St. Vincent de Paul, pray for us. Let's get to the news. 5 minutes past the hour. It's a Monday morning. Let's see what's happening in and around the world. September 27th, 2021. The chairman of the U.S. Bishops Pro-Life Committee expressing great concern and remorse over the House voting to pass the so-called Women's Health Protection Act. Archbishop Joseph Nauman saying this is the most extreme pro-abortion bill our nation has ever seen, adding, it's not about the health of women, but only about eliminating any and all protections for unborn children, including baby girls. Mark Mayfield tells us Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley will testify on Capitol Hill this week.
Austin and Milley will testify Tuesday before the Senate Foreign Armed Services Committee about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. U.S. Central Command Chief General Frank McKenzie also will testify. It will be their first public testimony since the collapse of the Afghan government and the Taliban's rapid takeover of the country ahead of the chaotic pullout of American and Afghan civilians and U.S. forces.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying the orders he issues are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in the Lone Star State.
The surge of migrants across the border was stopped only when the Texas Department of Public Safety and the National Guard showed up to provide a steel barrier.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Republican saying the Biden administration leaving Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled at the federal level. Abbott adding it's his responsibility to protect citizens in Texas, and since a Biden administration is refusing to do so, he has to do what he can on his level. The Texas governor adding the Haitian migrants would not have been in the situation they were in if Joe Biden was upholding immigration laws. Abbott also said that if any of the Border Patrol officers lose their jobs, he will hire them to protect the border. Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team are in West Tennessee following that deadly mass shooting last week. One person killed, 14 others were hurt when a grocery store subcontractor opened fire at a Kroger store in Collierville. Team leaders say they've been all over the country to support communities following deadly shootings. A gunman in last Thursday's shooting killed himself as police entered the store. The remains of a Catholic priest who died nearly 70 years ago as a prisoner of war are back in Kansas. Servant of God Emil Capon will return to Pilsent, Kansas on Saturday. Ahead of his formal funeral mass on Wednesday, Father Capon's remains will be interred at Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Wichita. He was serving as a U.S. Army chaplain when he died in a POW camp during the Korean War in 1951. Cardinal Burke updating his followers on his recovery from COVID-19 and his Catholic news agency reported, thanking them for their prayers. And he said this in a letter published last night, saying it will be several more weeks until he'll be ready to return to his normal activities. Burke announcing he had been discharged from the hospital on September 3rd and is now living in a house near his family members. Burke's representatives also announcing the 73-year-old Cardinal had been admitted to the hospital and placed on a ventilator on August 14th. 4 days after he had said he tested positive for the coronavirus. On August 21st, he was taken off the ventilator and was discharged from the intensive care unit. Mike Bauer tells us Gabby Petito's father says he wants people to be inspired by his daughter's love of the outdoors.
There's a trip you guys want to take. Take it now.
Family and friends of Gabby Petito, who was killed during a cross-country road trip with her now-missing fiancé, honored the young woman at a public memorial service in New York Sunday. Hundreds gathered outside Maloney's Holbrook Funeral Home on Long Island Sunday morning to grieve the 22-year-old, who was found dead near Grand Teton National Park earlier this month, days after her family reported her missing when her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, returned from their trip alone. Gabby's father, Joe Petito, said, "I don't want you guys to be sad. Gabby didn't live that way. She was always a pretty happy girl."
An investigation continuing after three people were killed in a train derailment in a remote part of Montana on a Saturday.
Rail maintenance is a constant challenge, and the condition of this section of track will be one of several variables investigators will examine as crews work to clear the wreckage from this typically well-traveled rail corridor.
That's reporter Jacob Ward explaining the derailment Saturday of the Amtrak passenger train known as the Empire Builder sent a number of its cars careening off the tracks near Joplin, Montana. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating, and Amtrak has also sent its own team to the scene. New York City's coronavirus vaccine mandate for teachers was supposed to go into effect today, but is now on hold. Attorney Louis Gelarmino says teachers are not anti-vaccination, but they are anti-vaccine mandate.
They're the only municipal workers in New York City that have been forced to get this vaccination. And they're the only school teachers in New York State that are being forced to get this vaccination.
A federal judge blocking the mandate. The case will now go in front of a three-judge panel that will happen on Wednesday. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott saying the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police.
When you reduce funding for police, you actually lose lives in the communities. Our approach was a win-win approach. We want the best wearing the badge, and we want the vulnerable protected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the South Carolina Republican saying nationalizing local police issues is something he cannot get behind. It's also something he says won't solve any issues. Scott agreed a database of violent incidents committed by police is a good idea, but he noted not every traffic citation or interaction with police needs to be reviewed. He also added Democrats wanted to cut funding for police, and that's why, again, those talks failed. Paul DeCastro tells us tens of thousands took to the streets of New York for the Tunnel to Towers 5K run. It was a big walk held yesterday.
It's the 20th anniversary of the event that honors fallen FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller, who died on 9/11 while trying to save people when our nation was attacked. Some 30,000 participants retraced his final heroic steps that day. Siller raced through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the Twin Towers with 60 pounds of gear on his back. The event was not held last year due to the pandemic. Proceeds benefit the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which hosts the event.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey saying he will be voting no on raising the debt ceiling, even if that means risking the shutdown of the government.
I will certainly be voting no if the Democrats insist on combining the debt ceiling increase or suspension with the continuing operations of the government.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Pennsylvania Republican saying the Democrats are on a major spending spree and he does not think it's wise to continue to add to the nation's debt. He also said the tax cuts that he voted yes on in 2019 created the best economy he's ever lived through. And Northwestern University suspending all fraternity-related activities for at least 3 weeks as the school investigates reports that people were drugged at on-campus frat houses. Dozens of students rallying last night demanding the abolishment of Greek life on campus. The university receiving a report over the weekend from someone claiming they were drugged at a gathering on Friday night. That allegation coming one day after Northwestern received separate but similar reports about people being drugged at another gathering. Several cities are preparing for a possible protest this morning that could be shutting down highways. It's being called Patriot Shutdown, and it was promoted on social media asking truck drivers to slow and block traffic in protest of COVID vaccine mandates, and it starts this morning. And Hurricane Sam is now a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 150 miles an hour and heavy rains, but forecasters say there's only a small chance that it could threaten the U.S. According to AccuWeather, it's highly unlikely that Sam will pass through the northern islands of the Caribbean. They say a dip in the jet stream would steer the storm away from our shores. Almost 14 minutes past the hour. It's a Monday morning, the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul. Pray for us, September 27th. Hope we're having a great start of the week. Moving into the, end of September. Here we are. Can you believe it? Almost October. When we come back, we'll talk about using the media wisely. Vatican II taught us that, along with the World Communications Day statements, John Paul II, and so many of our media saints always encouraging us to use media well to evangelize. We try to do that here at EW10, also Ave Maria Radio, and there's some other folks who are doing the same thing, and we'll meet one of them. Actually, two of them today, but one of them up next. Stay tuned.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray. My latest book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist, Listen to Him, talks about how Jesus was 2,000 years ahead of modern enlightened psychology. If he's God, he knows the absolute best way to live, whether psychology agrees or whether it doesn't. Go to AveMariaRadio.net to get your copy, Jesus Will Tell You the Best Way to Live.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back, Catholic Connection. On the phone with us, Rob Reynolds, founder, president, and executive producer of a really cool online media effort, Studio 316. And I'm looking at the picture of you and your gorgeous family. God bless you. What a great family. So I can understand with all your beautiful kids and the concerns out there with the media that this obviously, Rob, I'm sure, but I want to hear a little bit more about your motivation behind Studio 316 had to do with, I'm sure, a personal commitment as well, right? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Teresa. Thanks for having me. And before I even start, I was telling my daughter last week, a high school age daughter, that I was going to be speaking with you, interviewed by you, and then she recalled that we actually read Me, My Selfie, and I. I think a couple of years back, and
yeah.
Definitely very influential and just helpful and for me as a parent. And then, you know, it's always hard to tell your kids, you know, whatever, mom and dad type of thing. You know, it's hard
right.
to tell your kids everything. So you telling her through the book of just the dangers of the phone and social media and all that stuff, it really helped reinforce our messaging. So
well,
thank you. That.
And, thank yeah. you. Yeah, that book yeah. came out a couple of years ago. That was published, I think, by Servant Publications. And it was beyond Me, Myself, and I. Tons of research and stories as well. So I'm glad it had an impact. But I'm so glad that you're doing something as well about the media. So, again, your main reason for this, was it family-based or what prompted it?
So you know, I was prior to this, I was a teacher for 7 years, actually, in New York public schools, high school. And then after that, I was in real estate. And, you know, there was a lot of overlap there. But then I started a real estate company with my brother, Peter. And we grew it to a large, you know, it was 450 employees. And I went on a silent retreat at the beginning of 2018 and just really had a powerful encounter with Christ in the Eucharist and adoration, and also through scripture and Luke 5, where Simon was called to drop his nets and catch men. I mean, it just hit me in a very personal way.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't looking for it, and it hit me, you know, and it provoked me to, you know, it came with a lot of peace and joy, and I left my company and to pursue a more direct, you know, way of evangelizing. And, you know, having this background in teaching, having six kids of my own at the time, six daughters. Now I have, we have a son added to that, but it was, you know, it became clear over a few months, Teresa, that, you know, there's a major need for me in media,
right?
And what my kids are exposed to or watching. And I'm like, you know, I need
I am
to do
so glad
about
you're
this.
Doing this. Yeah, I can't even tell you. It's so important. And you and I know that the church doesn't tell us to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The church actually encourages us to use the media. I mean, if you look at Intermorifica, if you look at all the different, you know, statements that have come out from the different popes in the last, especially the last three popes, including our own Pope Francis right now, they're always reminding us to use the media well, and they have done the same thing. So exactly what is Studio 316? If people go to the website, studio316.com.
Sure. So Studio 316 is our flagship show. It's our main show that we're putting all of our effort into. And, you know, to give you a kind of an overview of it, you know, imagine a Holy Spirit-filled Fresh Prince of Bel-Air takes over Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, inspiring kids to imitate Christ. So it's, you know, it's a high-spirited Christian recording artist named Shetman, who's aided by, you know, some unsuspecting collaborators. And he has to discover how gospel passages are relevant today so he can reconcile his own shortcomings, keep his job, and teach kids about God through his music. We take the Sunday's gospel each week, and we come up with issues that typical person will have, whether, you know, whether it's us, whether it's our kids. And Shevin is that person who takes these issues, and he can't write his song that's supposed to relate the gospel to today. He can't write it until he reconciles these issues that he has with the gospel passage. So through the course of the episode, people that stop by his studio for various reasons help him through this. And it's, you know, it's in a comedic way. And then he finishes off with a song that we produce all of the lyrics and the music for. And so that's kind of the journey of the episode. It's the hero's journey, which is just a proven method. It really brings the viewer in and is part of the journey. And yeah, the goal is to draw kids closer to Christ through scripture, you know.
Amen.
So, and, you know, in a musical and entertaining way. So
yeah. Thank you for doing this. Rob Reynolds is the founder and president executive producer of Studio316.com. So I'm thinking that this is not only mother and dad approved, but kid tested, as the old commercial says. Did you have your kids watch the productions to kind of get their reaction to it?
Yeah, we did. And my family are always they're quite the unrelenting critics, right? So they can speak very candidly. But on top of that, we've created what's called a Writers Guild, and we have eight kids in there between 12 and 18 years old. Now,
wow.
Our
mm-hmm.
target audience is 7 through 12 year olds. It's kind of that preteen. It's called the middle grades. And I feel like there's just a huge shortage in material focusing on them, you know, and it's such a critical age group. So we have these 12 through 18 year olds. We have about 8 of them each time in our Writers Guild, and they meet. They have to apply. We pay them, and they meet with us for about 12 to 13 hours each month in a two-week time frame. And they go through our scripts, and we have massive revisions. I mean, whether it's they don't think what we're, you know, these jokes are funny, or, you know, they're not following whatever, or they don't understand the colloquial stuff that we have in the script. We go through massive revisions. We've had to rewrite entire episodes twice. But it's been very helpful because it's not about what I like. It's about what our viewers can relate to. So it's been extraordinarily helpful in terms of the kid approved.
Yeah. Cause kids are pretty honest. They're going to let you know, there's not too many filters there yet because they haven't had a chance to get all jaded as like we are as adults. Right. So they're going to be, very honest with you. The website is studio316.com. Again, studio316.com. We're talking with Rob Reynolds, a founder, president, and executive producer who walked away from his incredible company, his real estate company, to start this beautiful company that's doing so much good in media. So right now, everything is available online. We were chatting during the break. Speaking of breaks, we're going into another one. But as we go into the break, eventually you're hoping to get some things out there on TV, actually, or what are you hoping for? DVDs? What other types of formats are you looking at?
Sure. We will certainly have a DVD option available coming up. Right now, it's just through our website, which you can, you know, project onto your TV and so on.
Right.
However, you know, and then we're in development for an app as well. So all of that's forthcoming. It's very similar to The Chosen and what they've done and how they have done it. They've really done a fine job, and I think they're at like 280 million views now in the past 2.5 years. So there's a demand for it. There's a need and a market. It's really just about execution and really focusing and just refining and striving for perfection. You know, we're all called to holiness, and I want to be a saint. You know, I want to draw people to the Lord and have my life reflect Christ. So.
Amen. And what a great way to do this through the media. More with Rob Reynolds, founder, president, and executive producer of 316.com, actually Studio316.com. We'll be right back. And you know what? When God calls you, you feel something on your heart, you got to do it, because if you don't, you're going to be miserable. Trust me, I tried to stay away from what God wanted me to do. Catholic media? What? What's that all about? And here I am 20 years later, happy as a clam. Never been happier. And I'm sure Rob will testify to his situation as well. We'll be right back.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
In the church, we speak of seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, loyalty, courage, and reverence or fear of the Lord. When I speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and these gifts come, they give you the ability to go beyond your strength. If you're struggling to be a good person, a good member of your religion, you know it's a struggle and you don't always make it. I've been at it many, many decades, and I still struggle and trip and fall and have holes in my socks. Struggling to be a good person, something that we need help at. And this help comes to us by these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
How does the Catholic Church regard the economy and social justice? The Catholic Catechism states the development of economic activity and growth in production are meant to provide for the needs of human beings. Economic life, first of all, is ordered to the service of persons, the whole man and the entire human community. Human work comes from persons who have been created in the image and likeness of their Creator God, who commissions them to prolong the work of creation by subduing the earth both with and for one another. Work is a duty, says the Catechism. St. Paul writes, "If anyone will not work, let him not eat." Work honors the gifts and talents God has bestowed on his creatures. Work can be redemptive when its hardships are placed in union with Jesus. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
I love these stories of how God takes people out of their comfort zone. Things are going great. You got a great family. You got a great, you know, company. You're working, you're loving the Lord, doing what you think the Lord wants, and all of a sudden he hits you over the head, and bada boom, bada bing, you start a production company. How does that work? Studio316.com, that's actually the story of Rob Reynolds, pretty much summarized in 30 seconds or less. It really is a great story. In addition to the great work that you're doing, there's probably a lot of people, Rob, who have a tug in their heart, but maybe for whatever reason they're saying, "Lord, I can't do that. That's absolutely impossible. There's no way." What encouraging words would you have for someone who feels called maybe to do something totally out of their comfort zone or in a different, you know, realm that they never expected, but they're not quite ready to make that jump yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, thanks. I mean, first I feel your pain or anxiety. You know, there's definitely that. It's a challenge. I would say the main thing I would say is reframe your risk. And what I mean by that is our gut reaction, you know, it's a worldly framing. And I don't mean that as you're worldly if you have this frame, but, you know, cause I think we all go through it just growing up in a, you know, capitalist society, but the risk up front is, oh man, I'm going to walk away on this, you know, financial, like, I have this salary coming in, or I have this promise, or I have this pension or whatever, I'm risking financially if I walk away. But I would say reframe that risk. I mean, the risk is eternal life. And now, it's not to say you're going to go to hell if you don't do this, but it's a fulfillment, right? Like, mm-hmm. So if God is calling you to something, I mean, the ultimate fulfillment is heaven. So that's the fulfillment of our desires, right? So in pursuit of that, which I think most people who are struggling with a crossroad decision like that, their desire is to be with the Lord in heaven. And I would say that's the risk you want to frame it against. Is this is, if you feel this is God's will for you, you know, just, you know, trustfully surrender and go for it, you know.
Well, I think too, obviously with your business and education background, I mean, you planned and you looked into this, and you didn't just all of a sudden one day wake up and then walk away immediately. There are steps you have to go through to set things up and, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? You know, and anybody who does something, you know, differently or goes in a different career path, I mean, there are steps you take. And we see this in, you know, I think a lot of people have great testimonies like yours who do that. But I think the ultimate is when you realize that this is really a call on your heart, that God does provide for you. He provides the people. He puts people into your life and things come together because it's what's meant to be. And so what you're doing now, I think you're probably building on all that experience that you have, both as a teacher, because now you're still teaching, only a little bit differently. And also, I think your business and your management sense has got to help with this, correct? Right?
All of that plays right in. And, you know, this is where that divine providence comes in, right? I look back and it all makes sense. But
right.
If I tell people step by step, I was pre-med in college. I was a teacher for 7 years. I went into real estate. They're like, where is this, all this connecting? And then I went into, now I'm in media, kids media. And well, I was, you know, that helps through the teaching. I had a theology degree as well. So that helps a lot. And then the business experience, you know, the entrepreneurial side and running a business. So it all kind of came together, but this was not on my 5-year mm-hmm. plan at any 5-year interval.
Right.
It wasn't a bucket list item, but it's just a response to the Lord's call. And you're right. I mean, there's planning involved, and you have to be prudent as well. He gives us intellect and wants us to use that. But yeah, when you start having too much anxiety about the future, that's not where the Lord lives. He lives in the present.
And yeah.
He's calling you now. He's going to provide. And it's definitely an act of trust. And, you know, there's been times, Teresa, where I'm like, oh man, I know there's a need. I know there's a market, all this, but I don't know if you picked the right guy for this, Lord, you know? But you know, he just, my primary job is to lead a team and to be faithful to the mm-hmm. call, and that's what mm-hmm. I'm gonna do.
What's the response been to studio?
I'm gonna leave the outcomes to him.
Right. Well, as Mother Teresa said, the success, you know, God doesn't ask us to be successful, only faithful. But it looks like you are successful. What's been the response to Studio316.com, Rob, so far?
Yeah, so far it's been great, and we're just getting the word out now. So this has been 3 years in the making, you know, so it doesn't happen overnight, but we've assembled just a great team. We have three people from Hollywood working with us, a director screenwriter, another screenwriter, and cinematographer. They're all Hollywood based people that commute out and while we're in production, and they just do a world-class job. And yeah, I mean, if you see it for yourself on studio316.com, I challenge you to watch a few episodes and all the way through, you know, like The Chosen. It takes, I think they say statistically, if you get to episode 4, you're going to finish all of their seasons. Mm-hmm. So it takes, you know, you get the operating rhythm, you see where the music comes in and all that. But yeah, I mean, we spare no detail and quality on the production side, on the writing side. And
yeah, I was going to say the quality is very high end. It's very well done. You can tell that.
Yeah. You know, there was something that really emerged to me, which is we can't create a great Christian show. We have to create a great show that's Christian.
Hmm.
You know, and it's a total, I think anyone listening to this can, you get right away the difference, right? And, it needs to be Hollywood level. It needs to be world class, and then it also needs to be Christian. but don't compromise one or the other.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mel Gibson famously said, you know, the three E's are key. It's entertain, educate, and elevate in that order, you know, and far too often Christian entertainment, they focus on education first and then entertainment. And if you do it, I think that's how you lose a lot of the quality and the engagement in that process. So, so yeah,
it's an incredible story, though. I mean, this is just so inspiring. I think, you know, the sacrifice you made and you know, the risk. There's risk involved to do something like this because you just don't. You're being called to do this. And you're like, what? This wasn't, as you said, wasn't on your 5-year plan. I want to have you back on because your bio is incredible, and you also co-founded the Society of St. Joseph, a men's Catholic fellowship organization. So I'd love to have you back on to talk about that. It's just really interesting what you've done, and God bless you and your beautiful family. And thank you for doing this from someone who, as you know, has been in the media my whole life since Dirt. And I know, I you know, I've seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And this is so needed for families. And God love you for taking this risk and doing it. So we're going to encourage people to go to Studio316.com. Again, Studio316.com to watch these great programs and to learn more about how Rob Reynolds is really living out his Catholic faith as a dad and now as a, I would say, a TV producer, producing great content and working with young people to do this, to put it out there online. Walked away from a very successful investment and real estate investment and management company to do this for not only his family, but for other families as well, including your family and mine. Rob, thanks so much. God love you for your great work, and we're going to have you back on, and for being true to your Catholic faith and the call the Lord put on your heart. Again, Studio316.com. Check it out. We'll be right back on a Monday.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Step away from the turmoil of the day. In A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica, you'll find lessons that touch every aspect of our relationship with God and our neighbor. These meditations and prayers will help you turn to Jesus in your everyday life. A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica from EWTN Publishing, now available at EWTNRC.com or call 1-800-854-6316.
Mississippi presented a brief to the Supreme Court, and in that brief, the state of Mississippi argued that the Constitution of the United States does not confer a right to abortion, asking the court to finally admit that cases claiming there is such a right, Roe v. Wade, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, have been wrongly decided and need to be overruled. Now, make no mistake, this is coming to a very different Supreme Court than we've had in the past, because former President Trump kept his promise to appoint originalist judges. And even if we assume they regard Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey as bad decisions, we really don't know how they might go about revising, dismantling, you know, reforming Roe. This is going to be a very consequential Supreme Court case.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta. 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
I was listening to the EWTN, and you were on with one of your little snippets, and you said some words that brought me back to the church. I've been away for a long time. You don't know how much I appreciate those words, and I don't know why those particular words that day got to me.
EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John chapter 11, verses 21 to 26. This is the story of Lazarus. Lazarus has died. Lazarus is one of his best friends. Just before this passage, we hear the news that Martha and Mary send word to Jesus that the one you love is sick. And the next line in the scripture is, now because Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, he stayed where he was. His friends in need, he can heal, they've seen him heal before, and yet somehow because he loves him, he stays, and Lazarus dies. And then Jesus shows up 3 days later and is greeted by Martha and Mary, who confront him with the words, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died." Rather applicable for many of us in our lives. We ask the Lord to do one thing because we're certain it is what we think is best, when in fact he has something which far surpasses what we ask for. The challenge is, in waiting for that to happen, we go through very trying times, which oftentimes makes us wonder, does he really care?
Welcome back. Hope you're having a beautiful Monday morning. Listening to Catholic Connection. It's a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. Working on getting our next guest, Andy Wilson. Trying to get him on the phone, and Andrew's working on that. In the meantime, I did want to mention something that I discussed with Annie Mitchell this morning on the Sunrise Morning Show. I appear there on Mondays doing a little segment with them, which is a lot of fun. And I was telling them about a retreat that Deacon Dom and I are doing this weekend. We're so excited. We're heading down to San Antonio, Texas, which is a beautiful city. If you've never been there, the Riverwalk is really cool, great restaurants and a fun place to be, but a wonderful faith community down there. The Archdiocese asked us to do their diaconate retreat. Each year, the deacons and their wives are required to go to retreat, and we are the retreat leaders, and we were asked to talk about growing in holiness, and so we're focusing on growing in holiness through remembering what the Lord has done. And I was telling Annie about this morning, and we were discussing how important it is to remember. And this is not about getting stuck in the past. This is about remembering the good that the Lord has done in your life. It gives you an attitude of gratitude. And as our previous guest was saying from Studio 316, when you look back at your life and you see the pieces of the puzzle and you realize maybe when you're not in it, and Annie and I were also discussing this, when you're in it at the time, you may not see it, but when you look back, you're like, oh, now that makes sense. But in addition to looking back at your life, even at times when maybe things didn't make so much sense, there are also times in our lives where we know that God is there. We know God has been present. We've had those, as I talk in my latest book, Listening for God. We have those God moments or those God winks or God sidences, as I call them, where things are too coincidental to be a coincidence, and we know that is God speaking to us. And I always encourage people, because I do this, that's how the whole book developed, is I write down those moments, those God winks or God sidences, where I know that it was God responding very strongly right when I needed it most. And when we remember those moments and we remember the good God has done, I believe, at least it does for me and my husband, keeps us on the path trying to grow ever closer to him through holiness. And so that's what we're going to be concentrating on. If you look at various places in Scripture, for example, Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, "Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me." Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, "I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I will praise him for what he has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together." 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known to all the earth." Earlier in the summertime, in one of his Angelus messages, Pope Francis talked about the importance of remembering. He said, "Quite often we too, beaten by the trials of life, have cried out to the Lord, 'Why do you remain silent and do nothing for me?'" Father John Ricardo was just talking about that. "Especially when it seems we are sinking because of love, or the project in which we have laid great hopes disappears, or when we are at the mercy of the unrelenting waves of anxiety, or when we feel we are drowning in problems or lost in the middle of the sea of life with no course and no harbor, we tend to forget what God has done." So it's important, as Pope Francis says, to not forget and to remember, because when we're in the midst of a trial, we can look back and we could say, "Wait a minute, God brought me not only to that, but through it, and I learned something from it. So maybe this is going to be a Romans 8:28 situation. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So remembering your journey, and this is what Rob Reynolds was telling us just a minute ago, remembering his journey in terms of how God brought him through and started a company and then felt the need to start a studio. We all have our own journeys that we're on, but we need to remember all the good that God has done in our life. And then to share those stories, that's the other thing Annie and I were talking about today, is oftentimes we see in Scripture where people get off the track, off track with God, because they haven't been told. How many times have we had conversations with people, or we have listeners that email us and say, I never knew that about this, that, or the other thing in the Catholic faith, about this saint, about what the church taught. Nobody told me. So that's where the telling of stories, telling of what God has done in your life. That's why sharing your testimony is so important. Really, really important. So remembering what the Lord has done, which is so important. We're going to be doing this retreat. Ask for your prayers. It starts on Friday and wraps up on Saturday afternoon. This is for the Archdiocese of San Antonio and their diaconate program. And it's going to be good to get back on the road and speak. I was telling our previous guest that, you know, it's been hard for speakers, not just from a financial perspective. Obviously, so many people have lost work because of COVID, but it's just really hard when you're a speaker and you love being with people, because I'm such a people person. And so I'm looking forward to getting back on the road again. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come. Oh, no, let's go right to Gail if we have Gail Buckley, because she's got our scripture verse of the week. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens. Live radio, our last guest. Hopefully we can have him on another time. And Dee Wilson, because I was really looking forward to having that conversation, although I love having conversations with Gail as well. But it's a really cool story. And Dee Wilson, the executive producer of The Riot and the Dance, and hopefully we can reschedule that interview for a future date. But the good news is we have more time with Gail Buckley for our scripture verse of the week. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, T?
I'm well. Happy Monday.
Thank you. You too. Spent a weekend at the beach, which was really nice after recovering from COVID, to be at the beach. And it's right.
Well, that vitamin D, you know, is very good for you, girlfriend. So you
exactly.
Keep,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I soaked up a lot of that.
Yeah. All right. So what's our scripture verse of the week?
Okay. Today it's from Psalms 37, verses 1 and 2. And it says, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. And so, you know, as you know, so much is going on these days. And I know so many good Catholics who are really concerned and worried.
Right.
And, you know, they fret about, you know, the fact that evil seems to be thriving, and those who are cheating and stealing and lying and causing havoc for our country are not being stopped. And they worry about, you know, what's going to happen to our country, to us, to their children, and to our faith, you know, our religious rights and all. So these are they're just concerns. They really are, because considering the state of things, and, you know, our verse today, though, says that we're not to be concerned about those who are evil, because they will, like grass, they will soon wither and die. And so our only concern should be pleasing God, for each of us, you know, individually and collectively, to lead righteous lives and do good and try to follow God's will for us. And after all, what good does it do to worry? I tell my son, I have a younger son who worries a lot, and I tell him, it doesn't bring any change. It
right.
makes us upset, and, you know, it helps us fall into despair, and, you know, it's just not done to any good, and our only concern should be pleasing God. And why would anyone worry when it doesn't do any good and it only hurts us? And if we read Matthew 6:24-36, my favorite scriptures, or one of my favorites, the Lord makes it clear that worrying is sinful, you know, because it's a lack of faith in him. And so today's verse also says not to be envious of those who do wrong. And, of course, that doesn't mean we are envious because they get away with things that we can't get away with. It means that we are sometimes envious over the fact that they're getting away with it and nothing's being done, and we don't want them to thrive in doing evil. So it's human nature for us to want them to be punished, you know, for the grief that they're causing others. But the Bible also tells us that vengeance is the Lord's, and that we have to be patient, that God will take care of those who are doing evil, and we don't really have to do anything. By that, I don't mean, you know, that we shouldn't pray for them, or we shouldn't fight against unjust laws like abortion, or that we let them
right.
walk all over us. But I mean, we shouldn't fret or worry or be impatient, because Scripture tells us that you know, not only in today's verse, but many times throughout the Bible, that God will take care of us and that he will punish those that do evil. And bottom line, no one gets away with anything.
Right.
You know, I said that years ago when everybody was saying O.J. Simpson got away with murder. Well, no, nobody gets away with anything when they face God. You know, that's the bottom line. So, you know, another verse to remember is that Luke 8:17 says, "For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open." And so we just have to be patient and keep praying.
Yeah, those are really, really important points, because sometimes I think we feel that if we're not worrying, we're not doing something about it. But you're not adding to a situation by worrying. But I love what you said, that there has to be a balance and an understanding of what we're saying, because we're not saying, oh, you know, let's just go tiptoe through the tulips because God's going to take care of everything. That's not what we're saying. It doesn't mean we don't fight for life. It doesn't mean we don't speak up. It doesn't mean we roll over and play dead and let them, you know, ruin the country, especially with what's going on in our country now. But we don't let ourselves get distracted from our goal, whatever those goals that God has given us in terms of evangelization, raising our families, taking care of our domestic church. But at the same time, we are aware of these things. We're very concerned about them. And the best way to address them is to do what God has called you to do.
Amen. Absolutely. And keep praying. And, you know, things... I always say there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm an optimist. So, you know, and I have to admit, sometimes I just turn off the news because it's just just pressing. But we need to stay, you know, in tune with what's going on and keep praying and doing, like you said, doing what God's called us to do.
Well, this reminds me of what I was just talking about, Gail, before we brought you on. I was talking about the importance of remembering. We see this in Scripture, where God reminding us to remember where he's been for us and how he's been there. And also remembering church history. Did a great interview with Steve Weidenkopf, who's a history expert in the church and also an apologist. Mm-hmm. He's got a great book out about, you know, history in the church and the times, several times, nine times, and there were seemingly impossible odds that the church was going through and how the Lord used it for greater good. And so I think we forget that the church has been through just times just as bad as these, if not worse, in history.
Yeah.
And we have to pull back and we look at the great saints and what they've been through. They weren't born saints. I mean, they're saints because they went through a heck of a lot. So I think putting it in perspective is the bottom line, what we're talking about, correct?
Yeah, I'd love to get that book. That's absolutely. We have to remember we've been through this, and for 2,000 years, the church has like been through terrible, terrible things. Yet we persevere, and as Jesus said, the gates of hell never prevail against it. And we have to remember that as well. Don't
Amen.
Jump ship. The
yep.
Lord is in
Stay
control.
With the mothership.
Yes,
right.
Amen.
All right, my dear, good to speak with you. And of course, Gail is with Catholic Scripture Study. It's a great program. I was in it for years. I wish I could do it again. It just hasn't been able to fit into my schedule, but I highly recommend it and have endorsed it and continue to do so. It's 53 minutes past the hour. It is a Monday morning, September 27th. It is the Feast of St. Francis de Sales. We'll be right back on a Monday. Stay tuned.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling. 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
College football is back this fall. Hailing from sunny Southwest Florida, the Ave Maria University Gyrenes will take on their Sun Division opponent for exciting and hard-hitting football. All games can be live-streamed by going to avemaria.edu and clicking on the live-stream football button. This Saturday, the Gyrenes take on A. Frank Reinhardt, game time at 7 p.m. Tune in for great college football played by an authentic Catholic university. avemaria.edu.
Welcome back, Catholic Connection. It's a Monday morning. Thanks for tuning in to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, EWTN.com, for more information on all the great programming. And don't forget, the show archived at AveMariaRadio.net every single day. Looking forward to every day of the show, including tomorrow. We're going to have one of our own from the Archdiocese of Detroit, near and dear to my heart, of course. Emily Metcott is going to be joining us, and she's going to be talking about this really cool website called FemCatholic.com, which has all kinds of great information about being truly a dignified woman of faith and all kinds of great things on this site. And she'll tell us the development, how it started, and how you can find out more about it, talking all about sex according to Catholic Church teaching, relationships, career, your body, the culture, the church, and there's all kinds of great videos and all kinds of stuff on here. So it's FemCatholic.com. Check it out. And Emily will be with us tomorrow. We'll work on rescheduling N.D. Wilson because I really want to talk about that nature show. Sounds like it's really, really cool. All right, well, listen, you go out there and you have a good day, but stay close to us here at EWTN. Make it a good day and ask for the intercession of our saint of the day, St. Vincent de Paul. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Kruchek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.